This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving, then not to forget about the linemen getting the power going back over there in Louisiana. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our brand new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining me right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to start with a feel-good story, and then we're going to move right over to something different. But we have one of our military men who died in the line of duty, Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash, who was from Oviedo, Florida. He was on a combat patrol in October 2005 in Samarra in Iraq when a roadside bomb detonated during the near the Bradley fighting vehicle that was carrying him and his fellow soldiers. And even though Cash, who at the time was 35 years old, suffered fatal burns while repeatedly returning to the burning vehicle to pull his fellow soldiers out, despite being on fire himself, he managed to save all those lives. And at the time, he was awarded a Silver Star Medal. Well, now the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, has told members of Congress in a letter that he believes that Sergeant First Class Cash's actions merit the award of the Medal of Honor, and I believe he's probably going to get it from what I'm hearing.
Good.
Yep. So that's our feel-good story. Now, in the meantime, two members of the 417 Second Amendment Militia, whatever that is, group from Missouri, now face charges of illegally possessing a cache of weapons. They were caught in Kenosha with these weapons, and apparently they were up to no good.
Well, apparently law enforcement in Iowa, of all places, had alerted officials in Kenosha about these two guys. Both of them do, in fact, have criminal records, which, because of that, whatever the criminal records are, that means that they were not allowed to have
right.
In their possession any weapons. But it came from a tip, and they did attend the Trump rally that day. That night they were going to return to downtown Kenosha to see what was necessarily going on there. And then from there, they're going to go to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, how officials in Iowa, law enforcement, got whatever they got. Apparently, there was some kind of acquaintance of the men that called law enforcement on out of Iowa or something, but yeah, so anyway, That's what that one's about.
Well, it's good that they did that because they got enough problems going on, as we talked about to begin with, Rochester and then, of course, Kenosha. That's that could be anything at any time. Now, the funny thing is a Rasmussen poll, public opinion poll, came out this week showing that President Trump's approval rating is at 52%, which is higher than Obama or George W. Bush's was at this current time. In the history of their presidential time in office, and that's a pretty good thing that his approval is that high, and people believe he's doing a good job with the economy too, and that's also a good sign.
Well, it depends upon where you are in the United States on what becomes important to the voters, as measured by polls. It's either the pandemic or it's the economy. Or it's healthcare or whatever. So, we don't know again how many calls are made in these polls and whatnot, but, the economy, is certainly in the top two. But between that and the pandemic, the pandemic has everything to do with the economy. So it's really kind of one and the same.
Right.
And it's all right.
Now, what did you think about Joe Biden making the comment that a black guy invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison?
Off script. So, it's just going to tell you that the poll numbers will change dramatically probably after the very first debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all, because I think Biden...
It's just tiresome.
Well, I watched him when he was sitting there talking to those people in Kenosha the other day, and he started out talking just like the way I sound right now, and then he said, well, I'm going to sit down with the microphone, and then we can carry on a conversation. And he had just started to get a little bit more softer and a little bit lower and a little bit slower. He sounded like he ran out of steam. Was I wrong?
Yes. No. It almost sounds like he was
laboring.
Medicated to begin with. Yeah.
Laboring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm glad you agree with me because I got a lot of people telling me, that's what it looks like to me. Like the guy's got a shot or something. That's the only thing that's keeping him moving. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, go over to her website, founderscode.com, sign up for the daily sit reps that you'll get, and when she writes something, you'll get an article, you'll know that she's doing something, and then you know. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you something. Ran into a couple of folks over at the political event, the Veterans Political Event I was at the other night at the Mission Barbecue, West Waters. And they were telling me, a couple of folks were telling me they were taking the Balance of Nature and it was working for them. And they agreed. They were getting a little bit more pep in their step. And they know that they were not eating enough of the right kind of foods to begin with, so they knew that the Balance of Nature was going to help them, the fruits and veggie capsules. And, of course, who gets the right requirement of fruits and vegetables anyway, unless you're a vegetarian, I guess. But most people don't, so this is a product that will help you do that, too. And what a deal I got for you right now if you want to help yourself. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order, whether you order the fruits and veggies or any of the other wellness products they have there. You can put it all together, save 35%. All you do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Either way, you're going to find out what we found out, and that is balanceofnature.com, fruits and veggies and their wellness products work. So, balanceofnature.com, use the product code 35% for 35% off, result, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon from Founders Code is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
So, the Black Lives protesters, Black Lives Matter protesters in D.C. were yelling at the cops, y'all need to start being killed. Boy, that must make you feel really good.
Hey, I'm just telling you, this will not stop. It's too coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's too orchestrated. They have their, it's kind of like bring a partner. I mean, they already have their team mobilized and they're like on standby for the next, set of orders, whether it's going to be Rochester, Washington DC, Atlanta, Tulsa, it doesn't matter. So,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they are mobile, and they are moving around. We know that because they're following. And by the way, A.G. Barr said that they are following the money trail, that there's a money trail, and they're following it.
Of course there is.
Yep, so maybe we'll find out something sooner rather than later. I don't know, but maybe.
Yeah, I think it's all about timing, too. Some of these mayors and their respective law enforcement, I think in some cases, they are getting the advance warnings from the Department of Justice or from FBI or U.S. Marshals or Department of Homeland Security investigations. So they're getting some, and all this stuff goes into the fusion centers as well. So if they don't respond, if they don't prepare, if they don't do certain things, then they can put their hands on their heads and say, "I told you so." You shouldn't let this happen in Rochester or wherever.
Uh-huh. Now, people usually vote their wallets come election time, right?
Yeah.
Got some pretty good news yesterday from the economic scheme of things.
Yes. The unemployment is down to 8.4%.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good, considering where we have been. Now, mm-hmm. I would say that Bureau of Labor and so forth and so on, they're having some serious conversations with these governors and mayors,
mm-hmm.
and saying, these other cities and states are doing very well, and, you guys are hurting yourselves.
Right.
And that is New York, New Jersey, and California. And if those areas would do the right thing, I guarantee you that our unemployment would probably be down in the fours and the fives.
I agree.
Especially in New York.
I agree. Because just like California, I heard somebody out there say that they weren't going to go back to eat inside in a restaurant again until next year, 2021.
That's what New York said, too.
Holy smokes. I mean, you can't do that. And by the way, what are you going to do, sit outside when it's snowing? Oh, I'm going to have my eggs and bacon out here in the snow.
Well, I kind of wish that Larry Kudlow would have said this yesterday, that, we would look a whole lot better if some of these cities and states would do the right thing by... And here's what necessary. I keep saying it. These public officials have a duty. They have an oath to protect their citizens and their businesses. Now, that doesn't mean exclusively protect them from a pandemic.
Uh-huh.
It also means to protect them from riots, from militant attacks. But it also is to help them and their businesses. And they're not doing that. They're not doing that at all. They're not saying, if you look at what Ron DeSantis is doing, every single day he's having some kind of a round table or some kind of conference call.
Right.
And he's encouraging this and encouraging that and meet this and do that. I mean, he was just lifting the restrictions on visitors going into nursing homes.
Yeah.
It has some stipulations to it, but he's trying to, that's the human touch again. That's the human connection again. He's trying very hard. To have a real connection to all kinds of factions within the state of Florida. Do you think that Cuomo or de Blasio are having those kind of calls? No.
No. And Pennsylvania just announced a big-time investigation yesterday of a nursing home. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they sent in some officials. So, start with that investigation.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we don't really know where that's going to go yet, but, life goes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the vaccine, we keep hearing about the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine. We keep hearing that your drug makers are rushing along to get a vaccine out there. Johnson & Johnson yesterday announced that they have a vaccine that actually stopped the illness in hamsters that were being tested.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we have a call here. Let me drift down over to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. This is Mel from Saratoga Springs.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Yes, good morning. I would have to say that tens of millions of Americans would have to agree about what you were saying about local officials, political officials, have an oath to protect those individuals and businesses against the harms of what they're doing with their foot on the neck of business and
yes.
and society that they govern. But you know, I would have to say this is a leftist Democrat political movement to destroy America, to destroy the American economy. Ray Charles can see what's going on. He could see this with a blindfold on. But anyhow, that's what I had to say. I mean, it's obvious. So, Denise and Captain, have a great day, and
thank
God bless America.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you very much. Okay, and Denise, we got another. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to dovetail what Mel was saying, is that do you think de Blasio has brought in small business owners and said, okay, here's the deal. You do this, 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 and you can open. And we'll send in inspectors to make sure that you have some compliance. Do you think he's had those phone calls, those
no.
round tables?
No.
No.
Okay.
Do you think Governor Newsom has? No.
Okay, we have another caller. We have another caller. I'm going to try to get to the caller real quick here. Okay, good morning. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Denise. Hi.
Hi, Captain. Hi.
See, I'm wondering, you know, our president has been talking a lot about big pharma is against him, et cetera, because he's trying to lower drug prices. How do you think that's going to affect vaccines, number one? And do you think that there's any possibility that they could put out a vaccine that maybe doesn't work properly, but address both of those, if you could. Now, I know you're short on time. I really want to hear the answer.
Go ahead.
What it comes down to is this. The pharmaceutical companies that are doing the vaccines and or any other prophylactics, therapeutics, they have independent laboratory tests that they're doing, and then they have to take those and they submit those to clinical trials and do the white papers and whatnot. So whatever they produce will, in fact, do what it says that they will do. Very rarely.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you're going to get cut off right there, but that's Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And to hear more, Monday morning, same time, same station. We'll be right here talking. In the meantime, I'll be coming back with the Military and Veterans News Report. Don't go anywhere.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two of their locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater. And what I want you to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest for you to go to. Take the tour, find out what they're all about, and I'm telling you, you will right then and there say, where do I sign up to become an aviation maintenance tech? It's that simple. Well, nearly half of the service members surveyed in the latest Military Times poll favor renaming military bases that honor Confederate leaders and a large majority favored banning Confederate symbols and paraphernalia from all of the Defense Department locations, too. We'll see where that goes. By the way, troops surveyed in the latest Military Times poll identified white nationalism as a national security threat on par with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group, and more worrisome than the danger posed by North Korea, Afghanistan, or Iraq. Well, that I got to wonder about, because I know the bad guys that they say they're not that concerned about, or that's on the same part, they're a lot worse. A lot worse. Now, U.S. troops and tanks will arrive in Lithuania this week for a two-month deployment near the Belarus border, but the government said the move was not a message to its Russian-backed neighbor, where protests continue over a disputed election. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, a new report details multiple instances of President Donald Trump talking about good things when it came to comments made about the military, not the bad things that you've heard somebody talking about. And again, John Bolton came out and stepped up for the president and said he was on the trip to the cemetery in question where they had this report where they called him a bunch of names and whatnot. He said, didn't happen. And I believe Bolton in that case. Now, a second Army reservist from Florida has died from coronavirus. The two soldiers did not work together, but two soldiers now, Army National Guardsmen from Florida, have now died because of coronavirus. At least that's what we're being told. The U.S. Army in Japan has eased travel restrictions in time for the Labor Day weekend, broadened its permitted off-duty travel area because things are getting better there. And Marine Corps efforts to dispose of unexploded bombs on Peleliu in recent weeks could serve as a blueprint for exercises in other parts of the Pacific during the coronavirus pandemic, according to a spokesman for the Marines. In South Korea, their daily coronavirus tally dipped below 200 for the first time in 2 weeks. While the U.S. military said seven more service members tested positive for the virus after flying to the peninsula from the United States. And a new confidential report concludes that a majority of fighters are returning and resuming their jihad to overthrow the U.S.-backed Afghan government. You kind of had to figure that was going to happen with the people they were releasing from jail in Afghanistan. And President Trump has said to have spoken privately for years about withdrawing from the alliance, a move that critics say would be a major victory for Russia. They're talking about NATO here, that the president could seek a NATO exit for the second time. Not sure that that'll happen, but it's being talked about. Now, AstraZeneca is seeking 30,000 volunteers for the trial of their COVID vaccine, which may lead to an effective vaccine by year's end. Where are they looking, you ask? You got it. The military. So 30,000 military personnel will be taking AstraZeneca. And we'll see how that works out for the troops. By the way, President Trump is expected to name a new ambassador to Afghanistan as soon as this coming month here. September, we'll see who it is and when, how soon he names them. Also, the Pentagon is restarting some projects that were defunded for President Trump's wall, helping some of the GOP senators. President Trump's decision to use Pentagon money to pay for his border wall created some problems on the campaign trail for Republican senators seeking re-election to states that lost military construction projects to the president's efforts. So they moved some money around and suddenly they got money for the projects. And the Department of Agriculture, the United States Department of Agriculture, and their aggressive plans to return employees to the Washington, D.C. area in-person work has raised the concerns of employees and members of Congress that are saying, hey, wait a minute. We didn't say we wanted to do that. So we'll see where that goes. They don't really want to go back to work. By the way, I got to mention to everybody that on Sunday, I will be at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, in Newport Richey. And, you know, check them out. Check out any of the Moss Nissan or Moss Acura dealers that we have. Because Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Newport Richey, Moss Nissan at 19 and 54. Crystal River on 19, just north of the airport. Check them out. You can go online, mossmausnissan.com or mossmausacura.com. And remember those four words, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors and faith workers too, get preferred pricing on your certified pre-owned or new vehicle. And also, if you need service done to your vehicle, oil change or whatever, Moss Service Departments handle all makes and all models. Just stop on by, and the same people you serve, you save. That same group of people get 20% off the service done on their vehicles. So you can't really go wrong here by checking them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, I will be Sunday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. I'll have some of those $500 certificates that I carry with me to save $500 on top of whatever the deal is that you make. But the way it works is you take the certificate, you show it to your sales rep, and you say, okay, this is where I'm starting at. Whatever deal you quote me, it's going to be less than $500 because look what I got in my hand. But you start out with that. You don't sit there and at the end of the deal go, oh, yeah, by the way, here you go. No. You show it to them to begin with. That's $500. You let them know that you got that in your hand when you're talking about certified pre-owned or a new vehicle at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. It's all good. It's all good. Now, the beach and boating forecast will be coming your way when we come back, and then we'll wrap things up with a couple of different things that we have here. And I'm telling you, it's been a great week. We've had a lot of things going on, a lot of stuff. Covered a lot of ground this week. And, wow, it's like every night something else has happened for the past month or so. Every night. Been really busy on a third watch. So, don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Saturday morning, weekend edition of the program, and I shall return. Kathy is going to take us out here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty, that's Senator John Kennedy. Love that guy. Love that guy. All right, now it's time for the beach and boating forecast, and here we go. All righty, well, for the weekend, it's going to be a really good weekend to be out on the water because today it's going to be sunny and dry in the morning. We'll probably have some afternoon thunderstorms a little bit later in the afternoon. The winds will be light and variable this morning out of the southeast, and then this afternoon they'll kick up a little bit more, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop, a little bit smoother this morning for a while. The Gulf water temperature is currently 91 degrees. The bay water temperature, 89 degrees. And our high tide is coming at 4:14 a.m. Our low tide at 10:25 a.m. Again, it's going to be a beautiful day to be out on the water and a beautiful day to go out and sun sanitize, because there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything that's going on. And you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D2 and have a great time on the water with your family and friends and sun sanitize while you're doing it. Now, don't forget, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. All you do is call them up, 855-FREEDOM, make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity at all of the other, and I did say all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations, 232 across the country, plus 3 in Canada and 3 in France. Yes, I said France. Parlez-vous français. Now, you can call Freedom Boat Club today to find out more. The number is 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. We have the largest franchise amongst all the franchises of the Freedom Boat Clubs, 29 ports here in the Tampa Bay area, over 500 boats. Come on down, become a member. And you can use that reciprocity to go anywhere you want in the system. Many of you listening to me right now, all across the U.S. of A. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that. Now, the economy yesterday, the report that came out about the economy was a tremendous kickstart, again, with the numbers. The economy added back an incredible amount of 1.4 million jobs. It was actually 1.37 something, but they're calling it 1.4. That's okay. In August. That was the fourth highest 1 month job gain in the history of the United States. And in total, the economy has added back now 10.6 million jobs over the last 4 months, nearly one half of all the jobs lost due to the pandemic. And the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%, seeing the second largest 1 month decrease in U.S. history. Now, I want you to remember that 8.4% number for a reason in just a second. Now, President Trump's efforts to protect American workers and businesses during the coronavirus epidemic have clearly worked. That's obvious. We can see that. But Denise brought up an interesting point, and I'm going to double down on it. Think about what would happen if Cuomo in New York and de Blasio in New York allowed the restaurants to open up again, the movie theaters to open up again, the Broadway plays to open up again, and even if they only put a quarter or half of the people that they could put in there, social distancing all they could in those establishments. Think of the jobs that they would put back in the mixture. I believe that you could cut the unemployment level down in half just with that aspect of the industry. California, restaurants, eating indoors, hiring more people. Same thing with the movie houses and whatnot, and the plays and all the things I told you about. The schools, getting your kids back in schools. More people have to be around to do that. People that work in the cafeteria, the janitors, even teachers for that matter. The unemployment rate would drop. Why aren't we doing that? Do we need to put more pressure on our politicians? You betcha. New York? Oh, yeah. California? Sure. Illinois? Mm-hmm. Seattle, Washington, yep. Minneapolis, Minnesota, yep, absolutely. And by the way, you people in Minnesota, keep up the good work. You're getting a message. You are getting a message. The Democrats that did to you what they did, that created the problem you got, and now you got insurance companies up there that don't want to pay enough of the damage to coverage to where you can build your business back up because your buildings were destroyed, burnt down, or whatever. And basically all you're going to do is get back the cost of your inventory that you had, your product. You're not going to be able to do anything else. No. Something's got to be done about that. Because you got some great people, some great business entrepreneurs up there, and they need to be able to stay in business, if at all possible. Wasn't their fault they got burned out by a bunch of looters? Was it their fault at all? But we'll see what happens. And that's just the way I feel about that one. As they say, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And again, you're going to hear the talking heads on Sunday talking about the Atlantic story. Oh, my goodness. It's so terrible. Donald Trump reached out and he called the troops that died. No, he didn't. No, he did not. Nope. And he even explained again what he said about John McCain, which had nothing to do with him personally. He disagreed with his politics. Now, John Bolton denies the anonymous rumors in the Atlantic. He said, I was there. I didn't hear what you're saying. So it isn't true. And Richard Grenell, the former DNI, acting DNI director, who straightened things out for a little while, came in there and did a great job. He's ripped the White House press corps and said, people just aren't listening to you anymore, meaning them, the White House press corps. And of course, the salon owner, who wasn't even around and did not know that Nancy Pelosi was being given a haircut and a perm and a color by one of the people that rent the chairs in there from her. And then she turns around, well, I was set up. Yeah, you were set up all right. She owes the country an apology because she violated her own set of rules and what the Congress laid down for folks. She violated those rules. And again, gripe, bitch, moan, whatever. But the economy finished better than expected last month. And that's a good thing. And to that I say, congratulations, President Trump. Way to go. Now today, 9 a.m., doors open. Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, be there. Two Guys Gun and Knife Show will be there. I'll be there till 2. And the show goes on till 5 today, 9 to 3 tomorrow. And they'll have a concealed carry permit class today at 2 p.m. So have yourself a great day. Hopefully I'll see you there. If not, I'll see you on Sunday up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, because I'll be up there from noon to 2. Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America. Have a safe and sober and healthy Labor Day. It's a great time to be with families. I'll see you Monday morning. Take care. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.